Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. A US judge has ruled that Google will not have to sell its web browser Chrome as part of an antitrust case that has been the subject of a legal battle with the US government. But the judge did rule that Google must share data with its competitors. Lily Jamali reports from San Francisco.
U.S. regulators had asked Judge Amit Mehta to force Google to spin off Chrome, the world's most popular online browser. The request came as part of the remedies phase of a landmark antitrust case against Google. In this ruling, Judge Mehta barred Google from paying to be the exclusive search engine on devices and browsers of companies such as Apple. The tech giant must also share search results with rivals in an effort to create a more level playing field in online search.
Donald Trump has said that U.S. forces have carried out a deadly strike on a boat carrying drugs in the Caribbean. Mr. Trump said the military action killed 11 people he described as narco-terrorists from the Trendy Aragua cartel, which the U.S. alleges is controlled by the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Mr. Maduro has previously denied this. A U.S. House of Representatives committee says it has released more than 33,000 pages of files on the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Republican Speaker, Mike Johnson, told reporters that this was about getting justice for the victims of the late disgraced financier.
The objective here is not just to uncover, investigate the Epstein evils, but also to ensure that this never happens again, and ultimately to find out why justice has been delayed for these ladies for so very long. It is inexcusable, and it will stop now because the Congress is dialed in on this.
A judge in San Francisco has ruled Donald Trump breached federal laws by deploying National Guard troops to Los Angeles during protests against immigration raids. The White House responded by saying it had saved LA from what it called deranged leftist lunatics. The president has confirmed that he will also put troops on the streets of Chicago, which he described as a hellhole. The leading artificial intelligence company, OpenAI, has announced it'll introduce parental controls on its chatbot, ChatGPT. It's after an American couple sued the company, claiming that the system pushed their son to take his own life. Clitzia Sala reports.
In their lawsuit, Adam Rain's parents claim that ChatGPT provided their 16-year-old son with detailed suicide methods. The lawsuit argues the chatbot encouraged and validated whatever Adam expressed. Following the suit, OpenAI has revealed that within the next month, parents will be able to link their accounts to those of their teens and receive a notification when their children are in a moment of acute distress.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. Brazil's Supreme Court is deliberating its verdict in Jair Bolsonaro's trial, in which the former president is charged with plotting a coup to subvert the 2022 election. One judge said the former military officer wanted to install a dictatorship after losing to Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Speaking on Tuesday, President Lula said he expected justice to be served and accused the Trump administration of meddling in another country's justice system. Mr. Bolsonaro denies plotting a coup. Local residents in a remote area of Sudan are reportedly using their hands to dig through the debris looking for survivors following a devastating landslide in the Darfur region. The African Union is calling for a truce between Sudan's warring parties to allow aid to reach the victims. Local sources say between 300 and 1,000 people may have died on Sunday night. The US rapper Cardi B has been cleared of assault allegations by a Los Angeles jury. A security guard, Imani Ellis, alleged that the singer cut her cheek with a 7.5-centimetre fingernail and spat on her. Regan Morris reports.
The jury took just an hour to dismiss that account and clear the rapper of assault charges. Outside court, Cardi B said she was relieved as she posed for photos with fans. The women had argued outside a Beverly Hills doctor's office. Cardi B, who was there because she was pregnant, says Miss Ellis followed her and filmed her with her phone before they got into a heated argument. The jury believed Cardi B's account, and the rapper said she would never pay off someone filing a frivolous lawsuit, but she's asked her fans to leave Miss Ellis alone and let them both move on with their lives.
The French actor Gérard Depardieu will appeal an order from a judge to stand trial for alleged rape. His accuser, Charlotte Arnoux, filed a complaint for sexual assault and rape 7 years ago. Depardieu, who is 76, denies the allegations and insists their relationship was consensual. BBC News.